Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I'm sure you're like me. During Christmas, you look forward to giving gifts, and it's also nice even to receive a few, but all of us have received a gift that we've been polite and we've said thank you, but deep down inside we're like, oh, you shouldn't have, and we actually really meant it. I really wish you hadn't. We've all gotten that ugly tie or the proverbial fruitcake. And, you know, just the gift that keeps on giving that we're like, thanks, but no thanks. And yet, you know, the fact of the matter is, did a little research, and it is expected this year that Christmas gift returns will total almost $46 billion this year. That's right, $46 billion. And that's a lot of returns, friends. That's a lot of fruitcake. But the fact of the matter is, we all have gifts most years, at least maybe one gift that we need to return or want to return. Yet, a lot of times, I haven't. I just keep it, and I've got the gift return receipt that you can return it. And I'm sure you're like me, you stick it over in the corner somewhere and say, oh, yeah, I'll get to that tomorrow or next week. And next thing you know, several months go by, then it's too late to return it. But I want to talk to you about maybe some gifts that you haven't returned that each year you say, I'm going to return those. And those aren't like physical gifts that somebody gives us, but they are gifts that kind of emotional, mental type gifts. Gifts that, you know, that God never really intended for us to receive last year, much less keep in all of 2018. And over the next few days, I'm going to be tackling three different gifts. It's not an exhaustive list, as there are many, many types of mental and emotional gifts that we need to return that are not from God and are lies from the enemy. But they are kind of common themes that I've seen. I was ordained for ministry back in August of 2003, so I've been doing ministry now for over 15 years. And these are pretty much the three most common themes that I see of mental and emotional gifts that people carry around that God didn't intend for them to carry. And honestly, I've kind of dealt with all of it one season in my life, and I think probably you'll be able to relate to one of the three over the next 3 days. The first gift that I want to talk about today that I've seen people carry around many times and just say, you know, I'm not going to live that way this year. I'm going to exchange this gift, give it back to God and not keep it. But unfortunately, they carry that emotional, mental gift again, and that gift is fear. The gift of fear. Now, the good news today is that God knew that we'd struggle with fear. And I'm sure a lot of you have heard this, but did you know there's 365 different references in the Bible that either talk about fear or say, do not be afraid, fear not, just, you know, it deals with the topic of being afraid or fear. And of course, you know, there's 365 days in a year. So there is one verse for each day of the year to help us know that God knew that we would struggle with it. Yet, the great news today is that fear is not from God. Fear is not from God. For some of you, that's a revelation. You're like, oh my goodness, you got to be kidding me. It's January 7th, and I've already learned something that could change my life for the whole year of 2019. Fear is not from God. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I want to say that one more time. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Friends, if there's something in your life that you're afraid of right now, that's not from God. Now, please don't mistake me. I mean, you know, if you are breaking the speed limit, you know, 15, 20 miles over, and you're in fear of getting a speeding ticket, then you should have that fear, okay? But I'm talking about if you're alone, if you're lonely, if you're worried about financial things, that God is the simple prayer that I've had the last, it's going on now almost 6 years, is I left a very comfortable paying job, the good salary, good benefits, just knew my season was over there. and stepped out in faith and started doing some different types of things that I'm passionate about. And what I'm being this radio ministry now, starting the second year. And the thing that just came to me, and I met with a Christian counselor too, just trying to get some wisdom. And the simple prayer that I have had over the past almost 6 years now, almost every day, is, God, you are my protector and my provider. God, you are my protector and my provider. And friends, he's been faithful. There's been times by the end of the month I'm wondering how he's going to do it. And I don't mind telling you that it's caused maybe some challenges sleeping sometimes and concern. And yet God's been faithful. And chapter 41, verse 10, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 says, "Fear not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my right, with my righteous right hand." I love that. It says that God will uphold us with his righteous right hand. You know, friends, sometimes we live in a world that's very corrupt and a lot of challenges, hard to tell right from wrong. Sometimes, unfortunately, things used to be black and white, and now there's a lot of gray areas, unfortunately. And yet, you know, God's still a righteous God. And I love that he says that he will uphold us when we're weak and when we're in fear with his righteous right hand in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Another cool thing is, I bet you some of you didn't know that God was right-handed. Some of you will get that later as you're driving down the road or as you're walking on the treadmill or getting ready for work. People listen all different times and to our podcast. And I want to remind you, if you tuned in late today, you can always catch the podcast of any of our programs. Go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. And you can check out these 14-minute podcasts and encourage you to make that part of your New Year's resolutions or New Year's goals, is to listen to Hope Is Here. We have 5 programs a week, so in 7 days you should be able to catch all of them and share them with others. Follow us on iTunes and Podbean. You can sign up and follow us, and they'll automatically send them to you in an email or a text, and you'll be able to have easy access and get your spiritual tank filled each day. So I want us to encourage us today as followers of Jesus to exchange that gift of fear and know that God is with you. I mean, I know that there's a lot of people that are married that, you know, they're not alone. There's another physical body in the house, but they're lonely. You know, a lot of single friends. Some it's by choice. Some it's by divorce. Some have been widowed or widowers. And, you know, it can get lonely. It really can. But I don't want you to get in fear about being alone and being afraid. And I want you to stand on what God's word says about you and that he will help you. And the Bible promises that God will never leave us or forsake us. And I love in Hebrews, it tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And some of you just say, well, I don't know which way to go vocationally. I'm just not really sure what to do. Or my child's got to decide on what college they're going to attend. They're seniors this year, and I'm just not sure. You know, we haven't got a clear sign yet from God. And, you know, there's so many decisions a lot of people have to make, and it's easy to get in fear. But Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6 have really helped me over the past 20 years when I was going through a really, really challenging season of life. And Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 simply says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge God, and he will direct your paths." The key there, friends, I think, is trust. First part of that verse. The second is acknowledging God, that he does own it all. He cares, and he wants to guide you and direct you. And he will, friends. I've seen him do it over and over again. Another thing of fear I want to talk about before I get on the other solution side about exchanging it for the gift of faith is, you know, Joyce Meyer so many times has talked about, a lot of times fear It spells out the word FEAR, acronym F-E-A-R, stands for false evidence appearing real. And, you know, so many times as I look back over my life, a lot of things that I was in fear of, they didn't happen. God took care of things. Or when I thought God didn't, as the old saying goes, hindsight's 20/20, God did actually take care of those things. And so it's a great reminder today. I saw some statistic a couple years ago that it said that, you know, that over 80% of the things that we get in fear of, they don't actually even happen. And, you know, we had our guest Tim McAlpin on last week, and I just thought he did a great job talking about his book that he wrote after his son was tragically killed and back in 2008. And just, you know, he said that he talked with the guys. He was kind of grieving, and this guy was on oxygen, and he ran into him. He had a nice car, you know, probably a six-figure car, $100,000 Mercedes, and yet he got up to that guy, and they happened to bump into each other, and the guy looked at him, and they were just talking about the car and things, how nice it was, and the guy said, yeah, I'm enjoying it, but you know what? He said, let me tell you something, young man. He said, you're only here for a few minutes. And friends, you know, there's times in my life where I'm like, yeah, right, it seems like you're here forever, but those of us that have lost loved ones over the past few years, you realize that, you know, you really are only here for a few minutes. So value your loved ones. Forgive. Be the bigger person. Forgive. Do what the Bible says. Forgive so you can be forgiven. All right, so we've talked about the gift of fear. We need to return that. I want to encourage it. But when you return a gift, they ask if you want to exchange it for something else. Well, I want to ask you to exchange the gift of fear for the gift of faith. The gift of faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Maybe that needs to be your word for 2019, is faith. I'm going to trust God with everything in my life this year. I am going to be a person of faith. Yeah, you know, maybe you've accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you've gotten baptized, and so you've gotten the get out of jail free card, get out of hell free card. I'm kind of paralleling the game of Monopoly. I know a lot of families like to play that over the holiday break, Christmas, New Year's. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, yeah, you know, you're really not a person of faith. You're really a person that your happiness depends on what's happening with you. You know, if things are going well, if relationships, friendships, family, job, finances, health are all going well, then you're happy. But if not, man, you're just wringing your hands and you're back in that gift of fear again. And yet, friends, I know that God doesn't want that for us. And, you know, there's a difference in joy and happiness. Happiness is based on what happens to us. Joy is an inner peace that we have no matter what our circumstances are. And I know you've heard me say this before on this program over the past year or so, but, you know, you have joy when you use the acronym J-O-Y, spell out the word joy, J-O-Y, when you have, in this order, you put Jesus, others, then yourself. Jesus, others, and yourself. And I saw that the coach Dabo Swinney of Clemson, the head football coach, he put that out as his word for 2018, the word joy. And so I want to remind you that you ought to have a word for 2019. And I hope that your word will be faith. Well, we're going to talk more about what that gift of faith looks like. So I hope you'll join me tomorrow. My name is Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.